Sheriff. Gunmen didn't know Monterey Park dancehall victims. Monterey Park, Calif. The 72-year-old gunman who sprayed bullets into a Southern California ballroom dancehall, killing 11 people, had no known connection with the victims, and investigators were still trying to determine a motive for the massacre, the Los Angeles County Sheriff said. Before the shooting Saturday night, Hu Quintran parked a motorcycle just a block away from the ballroom in Monterey Park, which investigators believe he had planned to use as a backup getaway vehicle, Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said during a news conference Wednesday hours after police seized the motorcycle. Tran opened fire on a mostly elderly crowd of dancers at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, killing 11 people and wounding 9, police said. Some reports had said Tran frequented the dance hall and fancied himself as an instructor, but Luna said he hadn't been there in at least 5 years and did not appear to target the victim specifically. "We have not been able to establish a connection between the suspect and any of the victims thus far," Luna said. Luna said it wasn't clear how long Tran had been planning the attack in the city about 8 miles from downtown Los Angeles or what prompted him to spray at least 42 bullets, taking time to reload his weapon, a variant of the MAC-10 semi-automatic machine pistol with a 30-round magazine. Tran's motive continued to elude detectives days after the tragedy as they searched piles of items and paperwork seized from Tran's home and a van he used to flee, the sheriff said. "It doesn't make sense," Luna said. "It really doesn't." About 20 minutes after the carnage in Monterey Park, Tran entered another dance hall about 3.5 miles away in Alhambra, where an employee confronted and disarmed him during a brief struggle. Tran later shot himself in the van where his body was found Sunday morning. Tran, who was of Vietnamese descent and lived in Hong Kong, had been in the U.S. for 7 or 8 years. He bought the machine pistol in Monterey Park in 1999, but it was not registered in California, the sheriff said. The gun and the high-capacity magazine are illegal in California. Luna said Tran used a registered semi-automatic handgun when he died by suicide, and a registered bolt-action rifle was found at his home in Hemet, about 70 miles from Monterey Park. His only known criminal history was a 1990 arrest for unlawful possession of a firearm, but there was no indication of a conviction. Monterey Park Police Chief Scott Weiss on Wednesday defended his decision not to warn the public for hours that a killer was on the loose, saying he did not have enough information at the time to effectively alert residents. Weiss said police in the region were alerted, but it didn't make sense to send out a warning at night to residents in the predominantly Asian American city, even after learning the suspect may have targeted a nearby dance club after the massacre. "I'm not going to send my officers door to door waking people up and telling them that we're looking for a male Asian in Monterey Park," Weiss told the Associated Press. "It's not going to do us any good." The shooting at 10:22 p.m. Saturday occurred just an hour or so after tens of thousands of people attended Lunar New Year festivities in the city. The public was not notified of the mass shooting for 5 hours, raising questions about why an alert wasn't sent to people in the area. Weiss, who was sworn in as chief 2 days before the shooting, said police were piecing together information from some 40 witnesses, including many who didn't speak English, and didn't want to broadcast incorrect information. He said notifying other local, state, and federal agencies gave them the ability to get the word out. Less than 48 hours later, a gunman in Northern California shot 8 fellow farm workers, killing 7, at mushroom farms in Half Moon Bay. The shooter was of Chinese descent and most of the victims were Asian. Outside the locked gates of Monterey Park's Star Dance Studio, a memorial grew higher Wednesday with mounds of bouquets and balloons. Hundreds of people carrying flowers, candles, and incense showed up for a vigil.